part two. You're listening to another episode of Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.
Did I tell you this board sucks or what?
I think we covered that in part one, John.
Fucking sucks. Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
Episode 95, part two. What say you? What say you, Scott?
What say you, John?
Because we're slick. John and Scott are a little too slick for the listening pleasure of Stefan C.
Oh, you're going back to Stefan, huh? Stefan C. I'm still going to call him Stefan C.
Stefan C. It's all right.
Yeah, we're just fucking around.
It's just exchange of ideas, you know.
Yeah, but if you have criticism, send it to us.
Yeah.
Don't go on Spike and Rachel's forum.
Yeah, those guys are fags, but don't tell them I said that, even though I left it in writing for them to see. We can find you, Stefan, on the internet.
Yeah.
We use the Google every once in a while.
On the internets.
The Google.
That reminds me, I got a Bushism.
You did. You do.
Yeah, let me just jump to this really quickly, as long as
we're
talking about it.
I hear there's rumors on the internets.
Now, this fucker said that how many years ago? 4 years ago?
Yeah.
I hear there's rumors on the internets. Here's what he said. Just 3 days ago, John. Here's what he said.
What'd he say?
Information. I wish I had the audio, but I don't. Maybe we'll get it sometime. Information is moving. You know, nightly news is one way, of course, but it's also moving through the blogosphere. And through the internets.
Oh, no. He said it again?
He said it again. He said internets again.
The blogosphere and the internet.
We got to get the audio for that. I got to hear his pronunciation of blogosphere.
Blogosphere is
stupid ass.
The blogospheres and the internets.
We'll get some more dubby in part three.
It's not dubby anymore. It's dummia.
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 The W.
George Dummy Bush.
Dummy.
All right, Dan.
What do you got there,
right,
Johnny?
Dan, right about now. I got, hey, the FCC is not our mommy or daddy. Did you know that, Scott?
Yeah, I knew that.
Why the agency is wrong to recommend regulating violence on TV. Here, this is what Nick Gillespie had to say the other day.
Nick who?
Nick Gillespie. What did I say? Gillespie?
I don't know. Sounds good to me.
At the behest of Congress, the Federal Communications, this is what he was writing about. At the behest of Congress, the Federal Communications Commission issued a report last week on violent television programming and its impact on children. That calls not just for expanding governmental oversight of broadcast TV, but extended content regulation to cable and satellite channels for the first time, Scott.
Oh, that's shit.
So they're pushing it, trying to push it for the shit you pay for out of your pocket. Hey, I want to pay for this nasty television. I'm paying for it, and now you want to regulate it because you don't think I'm a good enough parent to be able to, you know, not show the nasty parts to my kids. Or if I want to, I can. Why can't I?
Right, which you've proven before. You let your son watch James Bond get tortured by getting his nuts rammed with a rope with a ball at the end of it.
No, it was a knot.
Knot.
The FCC also recommended that some shows be banned from time slots when children might be watching, and that cable and satellite operators be forced to offer a la carte service.
Oh, is that shit?
In which subscribers would pick and choose among individual channels. Despite its sober tone, the study rests on the demonstrably false idea that violent TV breeds violence.
The what?
Idea? The demonstrably. It's what it says. It doesn't say demonstrably. It doesn't. It says demonstrably.
Demonstrably.
D-E-M-O-N-S-T-R-A-B-L-Y.
Demonstrably.
Oh. Demon, like demonstrably. Okay, sorry. I thought it meant demonstrably, and they fucked it up. Okay, demonstrably. False idea that violent metototomy TV breeds violence in reality, and it also fails to take seriously the vast increase in child-friendly programming and parent-empowering viewing tools. I guess it'd help if I proofread this stuff, right?
Well, just before read it the once, show. Yeah.
I didn't read it except for the first paragraph. I'm like, oh, this got to be good. The result is a list of recommendations to Congress that seems as comically and absurdly detached from contemporary America as an episode of SpongeBob SquarePants. America is hooked on violence, laments Commissioner Jonathan S. Adelstein, who ostensibly believes that this FCC's proposed policies would make the United States safer, particularly in light of the spasm of unconscionable violence at Virginia Tech.
Oh, he continues, yeah, I know. Shit.
He continues in his statement approving the report. But just as importantly, in light of the excessive violent crime that daily afflicts our nation, there is a basis for appropriate federal action to curb violence in the media.
You know, the violence in the U.S., if they attribute that to TV and media, what do they attribute the violence in Iraq to? Can you imagine the programming they're watching in Iraq?
Or the violence in the Bible.
Right, to notch up the violence over there. What are they watching?
What about the violence in the Ten Commandments?
Violence?
Yeah. The whipping and shit going on in the...
Oh, you mean the movie.
The movie,
not the
yeah.
actual
yeah.
ten, the tablets.
Cause not
I was,
the tablets, the movie with Charlton Heston.
Charlton, yes.
Let my people go!
Slavery.
Yeah. But it says here, yet the report itself cites... In 2001, U.S. Surgeon General report that concluded many questions remain regarding the short and long-term effects of media violence, especially on violent behavior. More to the point, if fantasy violence translates readily into its real-world counterpart, then why have juvenile violent crime arrests dropped steadily for 12 years? According to a 2006 Department of Justice report, such arrests have fallen to a level not seen since at least the 1970s, Scott. You know why that is?
I don't know. Abortion's legal?
That's right.
There you go.
So how about that, huh? They want to regulate your pay TV, those fuckers. Like, they know what to...
Well, these fuckers are always around.
Yeah, they're killing somebody. You know, they're all sending somebody off to kill somebody in favor of... fight the terrorists over there so right. they don't come over here.
Or they're destroying some kid's life by molesting them or whatever the fuck they're doing.
Yeah, unbelievable.
But they want to give us their morality.
Yeah, like they fucking know. Any of them, those fucks.
Well, in the argument's almost a moot point because in, what, 5 or 10 years, you're going to be able to order whatever the fuck you want. You're not. I don't think you're going to have a TV guide anymore.
Wouldn't that be
that
moot?
Tells you
a moot.
What did I say?
Mute.
Mute. No, I was talking about.
You couldn't hear. You couldn't hear.
It's a point that
it's not loud enough.
It's not going to be able to be articulated because the person will be mute.
Right.
Because it will no longer exist. You see. Because there's not going to be a TV guide that says what's on when. It's all going to be up to the consumer. When do I want to watch shit around my schedule? Yeah. Fuck that.
And you got TiVo for that. Right?
That's right. That's right, John.
That's right.
That's right. That's right.
What are you, the Godfather?
All right, let's turn to celebrity news. You want to hear who Lindsay Lohan's fucking, John?
No.
Okay. We'll skip that ahead. One.
You could say.
No, we could skip
no,
it.
No, whatever you want.
You're you know, she's fresh out of rehab, John.
Fresh.
And there's pictures all over the internets of her in a marathon cocaine binge. The Mean Girls star bragged to the others, I'm going to go to New York tomorrow to fuck Jude Law.
What?
Now a friend of the 21-year-old actress says she was spiraling out of control since rehab. She reveals that Lohan snorts 20 lines of cocaine a night and strips down to her thong before inhaling the drug off a coffee table or a toilet seat.
Or some guy's ass.
Bragging of wild sex sessions with a host of celebrities, including singer James Blunt, Jude Law, Callum Best. You know who that is? I don't know who that is.
No.
Joaquin Phoenix, Benicio del Toro, Jared Leto.
Wait a minute. It's
and James
Benicio.
Franco. What is it? Benicio?
Yeah. Benicio or something. It's not Benicio. Like
Lindsay
Pinocchio.
Lohan's getting around.
Benicio or Benicio.
Lindsay told me that she has messed with Leonardo DiCaprio a while ago, but claims she did not go all the way.
Well, speaking of cocaine.
Cocaina.
Did you hear that Illinois demands removal of cocaine drink from store shelves?
No.
Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan and Illinois Department of Public Health Director Dr. Eric E. Whitaker have demanded that all Illinois marketing and sales of the cocaine energy drink immediately cease. The Attorney General made the demand in a letter sent to a California-based Redux Beverages LLC that the manufacturer and distributor of the product remove the shit. This is a product that glamorizes illegal drugs use. It's really small print, Scott. I can't help it. Mm-hmm. I can't see it from here. This is a product that glamorizes illegal drug use, and it is highly irresponsible and reckless, said Madigan. The state of Illinois will not tolerate its sale, especially to children. Okay, what about Coke?
Coke. Coca-Cola?
Yeah. Coca-Cola originally had cocaine in it, and their motto was Coke adds life. And a lot of the Coke cans say Coke, and Coke is what people call the shit they blow up their nose.
I have a suggestion for the people who make cocaine. Rename it Tetanus.
Tetanus.
There you go.
Yeah, but they got to call us first for rights.
Do they? Did we copyright that? Tetanus?
Yeah, it's definitely copywritten. Tetanus.
Right.
All it's going to be our next band name.
So getting back to...
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tetanus.
Celebrity news, John, because I wasn't even finished with my Lindsay Lohan story.
Oh, you weren't? Well, I just wanted to throw the cocaine thing in there.
I'll move on to my next one.
No, I thought it was good. You read the headlines, and that was beautiful.
Oh, a segue. It was a
yeah,
segue.
Yeah, it was segueing.
Segueing.
Yeah.
Right. All right, where was I?
Here, let me turn up the sad music for you.
Thank you. Evangelist challenges atheist to Bible-less debate. And you're wondering, John, why is this in celebrity news?
What's my name? You're wondering, John.
Here's why. A prominent Christian best-selling author is asserting that he can prove the existence of God without using the Bible. I wonder if he has a recording of our show.
Yeah.
You know, if he's going to bring that.
Here he is.
And has challenged two atheists to a debate. Ray Comfort, author of God Doesn't Believe in Atheists, alongside fellow Christian actor Kirk Cameron. You may know him from Growing Pains, John.
Yeah, he was a growing pain.
Will butt heads with two ardent non-believers using only scientific fact.
I thought the show was called Groin Pains.
Groin. Sponsored by ABC. Comfort says that the evidence will absolutely confirm that there is a God, and he will not speak about his
stupid
faith.
Stupid ass fucking Australian. Isn't he Australian?
Yeah, he is Australian. We have a clip of him.
This Cook!
Is him and Cook Cameron, and I'm wondering, what is this evidence that he has that God exists? And it may go something like this, John, if you want to go
Scott,
ahead and play
the
clip.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever stolen a pencil? Have you ever stolen a pencil?
No.
Have you ever taken a piece of paper from work?
No.
Have you ever taken a pen home from work?
Yes.
Have you ever thought lustily of a woman?
Of course.
Then you're a thief and an adulterer of the mind. Therefore, you're a sinner. I'm sorry. That's a bad imitation. Let me just play the clip, okay?
All right.
Behold the atheist's nightmare. Now, if you study a well-made banana, you'll find on the far side, there are three ridges. On the close side, two ridges. If you get your hand ready to grip a banana, you'll find on the far side, there are three grooves. On the close side, two grooves.
That's so homoerotic.
The banana and the hand are perfectly made one for the other. You'll find the maker of the banana, Almighty God, has made it with a non-slip surface. It has outward indicators of inward contents. Green, too early. Yellow, just right. Black, too late. Now, if you go to the top of the banana, you'll find, as with the soda can makers, they placed a tab at the top, so God has placed a tab at the top. When you pull the tab, the contents don't squirt in your face. You'll find the wrapper, which is biodegradable, has perforations. Notice how gracefully it sits over the human hand. Notice it has a point at the top for ease of entry.
Like a flaccid
just the right
penis.
Shape for human mouth.
This is where he goes.
Chewy, easy to digest, and it's even curved toward the face to make the whole process so much easier.
Process.
Seriously, Kurt, the whole of creation testifies to the genius of God's creative hand.
So this fucker. So this guy just talking, Ray Comfort, is going to debate with some atheists, and he's going to prove that God exists. And I wonder if he's going to use the banana as proof.
No, he uses like the creation theory that because man created buildings, God created trees. Everything has a creator. Everything.
Everything.
So therefore that since man creates the soda can, God created the banana. He compares the soda can to the banana. And then he takes an orangutan with Kirk Cameron on one side and him on the other, and they set him up at a table with like spaghetti and silverware and all the shit. And the orangutan just makes a mess of the whole thing. You see, we can't be. There's no way we evolved from apes. Well, I don't think an orangutan's an ape.
What a simple-minded douchebag.
He's a fucking idiot. He writes these books like How to Argue with an Atheist, and he puts all this stuff in there, and it's like, okay, that's great, dude, but prove it. I am. See the grass? God created grass. Okay, that's your fucking proof? Well, God you created that building, right? You're an architect. You drew it and somebody built it. You're a creator. So God is a grand architect. He created grass.
Have you ever heard of Charles Darwin? Evolution? Yeah. Natural selection?
Oh, no. That doesn't work because it's a theory. It's a guess.
Oh, and believing in God is not a theory. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's not.
Well, here's what he says. He goes on to say, most people equate atheism with intellectualism. Explained Comfort. But it's actually an intellectual embarrassment. I am amazed at
how
many people.
What's his name again?
Ray Comfort. I'm amazed at how many people think that God's existence is a matter of faith. It's not. And I will prove it at the debate once and for all. This is no joke, John. I will present undeniable scientific proof that God exists.
Oh, he's fucking mental.
The debate is a reaction to the blasphemy challenge that started late in 2006. Have you heard about the blasphemy challenge?
No.
Two creators of the movement encouraged all people to tape themselves with a short message that will damn themselves to hell. Participants must recite the line, "I deny the Holy Spirit," and then upload their video onto YouTube. Comfort and Cameron felt that these two would be some of the most difficult people to convince that God does indeed exist. So contacted them about having a discussion. Why not contact
John and Scott?
John and Scott or Richard Dawkins?
That's right.
How about or Christopher Hitchens.
You know what? We should ask him to be on the show. Oh, yeah, Christopher Hitchens, no doubt, man. That guy would wordsmith him to death. It says here, Comfort is the founder of Living Waters Publications and the Way of the Master in Bellflower, California. And has written a number of Christian books. Comfort lives with his wife, Sue, in Southern California, where they have three adult children, Jacob, Rachel, and Daniel.
Jebediah. He also goes on to say that evolution is unscientific, John. In reality, it is a blind faith that's preached with religious zeal as the gospel truth.
Well, he was born Jewish, God.
Wait a minute. Get that statement. It's blind faith that's preached with religious zeal. That's what evolution is. But his faith in God, what is that? It's scientific?
I know. He's completely discombobulated.
I'm embarrassed to admit that I was once a naive believer in the theory. Atheism has become very popular in universities where it's taught that we evolved from animals and that there are no moral absolutes. So we shouldn't be surprised when there are school shootings, John.
It says here, one of his arguments for the existence of God is the comparison of the Coca-Cola can to the banana. Noting what he perceives to be several similarities and proofs that the banana was intelligently designed.
How did the God fuck up the coconut then? It's a fucking pain in the ass to open.
Show me how to open the coconut, dumbass.
Yeah, what's the pull tab on that, you cocksucker?
That's pretty good. He began using the banana argument, dubbing the fruit as the atheist's nightmare. It's a preaching tool, and it received considerable attention and ridicule after widespread distribution over the internets.
The internets. We should do a spoof of that.
Yeah.
The atheist's nightmare. Instead of a banana, the cock.
Right.
And just take his stuff word for word and replace banana with cock and hold a dildo up.
And look at how it easily it lays laughingly limp in your hand. And as you stroke it, it gets larger. So it'll fit into any orifice.
So I'm wondering,
that is properly lubed.
Did I say this was going to be broadcast somewhere? I want to see this. It's got to be on the internet.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
I mean, after it happens, this is going to be great.
He's a fucking chimp.
But, you know, I wonder about these two chumps who, and I don't know if they're chumps, but these two guys who put up this website, they are atheists, but I mean, yeah.
They're probably not up to the challenge, probably.
They may or may not be, but if they're not, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, he's definitely, he's put together some sort of like really attacking, like he's got these videos out there where obviously it's the whole Michael Moore approach where he interviews a bunch of people and he just selects the ones that actually said the right things and says, see, this is what I'm saying. He'll ask those questions. Have you ever stolen a pencil? Have you ever thought lustily of another woman? Have you ever done this? Have you done that? Have you done that? And before he starts it, he's at a bar where this drunk kid with long hair says he doesn't believe in God and says that believes in evolution and he's studying to be a chemistry professor. So he starts firing these questions off to this kid. The kid answers them and then he explains, see, you're an adulterer of the mind. You're a thief. You're this. You're that. You've broken commandments 1, 2, 3, 7, and 8. Do you see now?
No, that shit doesn't mean anything to me because I'm a product of evolution.
And the kid goes, oh, yeah. Wow, I never looked at it like that. Ugh. Wow. Like he did the Jedi mind trick on his fucking retard, man. I was like, what the fuck? So here, Ray Comfort, why don't you come on our show? Come on our show and call the Skype hotline.
Yeah, because God's been on our show.
Yeah.
He might just throw that back in our face. God's been on your show.
Yeah, that's all you need.
Therefore, he does exist. Wouldn't it be great if he showed up at this debate and he says, here, I have a recording of a podcast
Yeah.
God. Now, listen to this. They ask him why he wears pants. And here's what God says.
Right.
And maybe that's his proof. What if that? Wouldn't that be the greatest thing ever if that was his proof? That God was on our show?
No, it's
that's not why he wears pants. It's why he wears...
What? Right. He have a penis.
Why he has a penis. Yeah. Yes, he finally answers the age-old question. Why he has a schwanz. What if that's his proof? Would that be kick-ass?
Well... Ray, you can leave a message. We don't have Skype up and running yet, but you can leave a message here.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, John.
We have Skype, so call us at 1-847-TTN-JIZZED.
You want to be on the show?
The Skype line is usually open on Sunday nights between 8 p.m. and 11 p.m. Central Standard Time.
You think you have what it takes to beat down John playing shit or shinola?
Or maybe you have a TTN correction and you'd like to educate Jizz and Skizz. Or maybe you're just a lowly SOB like me. Whatever the reason, just give us a jingle. That's 847-TTN-JIZZED.
Or 847-889-4444.
That's right. Give us a jingle. But we don't have it up yet.
Right. Oh, I got it up. Oh, you mean
right. The phone thing. Right.
One last celebrity news, John.
All right.
You've heard of Fallout Boy? Fallout Boy? Fallout Boy plan humanitarian trip to Uganda. Band is traveling to war-torn Africa nation in July. On Saturday, more than 67,000 young activists took to the streets in 15 cities across the U.S. to raise awareness about the plight of refugees in Uganda. The funny thing is, once they were on those streets, they didn't leave. Instead, they slept there in impromptu villages made of cardboard, subsisting only on crackers and water in a show of support for the displaced by the Ugandan government. Among the 67,000 activists was Fall Out Boy's Peter Wentz, John.
King Emo.
King
Emo.
Fucking Emo Kid. And of
and
all
somebody
the
walked up to him and said, is it me? Or does faggot school have the day off today?
Or what? Wentz said he hopes the trip to Uganda will also help raise awareness about the conditions there, something he said the U.S. government has thus far been slow to do.
Okay.
Now,
if
here's the
Bono
thing.
Can't do it, how the fuck is Fall Out Boy going to do it?
Yeah, Fall Out Boy. Yeah, let's help Uganda because our country isn't going down the fucking toilet faster than any goddamn thing in the planet. And this guy wants to help Uganda?
Right.
Hey, it starts here at home, Peter Wentz, you cocksucker crybaby emo kid.
Fuck you.
The thing that he liked about it was sleeping in a goddamn box or whatever the fuck for the night. And if we don't get on the ball with the W regime, every one of us is going to be sleeping in a goddamn box.
I wonder if he smoked any of the Uganda ganj.
The craziest thing I learned from working with people at Invisible Children is that if we sent one senior policy advisor to North Uganda, the potential for the potential for ending the war there increases. And it hasn't happened. If everyone writes to their congressman, it's something we can actually do.
Yeah. I've written to the congressman. What I've heard is the best way is to call. There's a phone number at the whitehouse.gov website, and you can call your congressman. And if you really, really are into this, then do it that way. Don't write.
No, I say fuck that. Even if you're really into this, this is low on the priority list.
No shit, but I'm just saying, whatever the case may be, that a congressman need to be notified,
call.
Writing is not the way to do it. Email is not the way to do it. Calling is the only way.
In this Uganda shit, it's a civil war. These fuckers hate each other, and they're going to kill each other until one of them is left. That's it. And it's the same fucking thing in Iraq. Why is our U.S. policy currently based on getting the middle of civil fucking wars?
export democracy at the barrel of a gun.
What a bunch of shit. And this Peter Wentz is a fucking idiot.
Well, first, you know, any kind of exportation of democracy has to start here first. There must be some sort of democracy in the first place, which we're losing every day.
On a daily goddamn
daily
basis,
fucking
John.
Basis.
Daily basis. That's right.
You heard the FCC. The FCC and OSHA, two parts of branches of government that can dole out punishments without even a fucking court.
Yeah. A bunch of shit.
No, I'm all for a safe workplace, okay? But if somebody can walk up and go, hey, that extension cord right there, that can't be there. We're fining you $5,000. And then just walk away and you got to pay the $5,000. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, fuck that.
They should be able to go to court and say, no, this motherfucker walked in on the premises. He trespassed. It's illegal for him to do so. The extension cord was temporary. We can prove it. Here's an affidavit.
Why even
blah, 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 blah.
Take it to court. Why don't you just tell the guy to fuck off?
Well, that'd be great. Yeah.
Your company has a liability. If somebody electrocutes themselves because of this extension cord, you're going to pay for it eventually.
Yeah.
So it all works out.
Right. I mean, yeah, definitely. That's the truth. And it really costs companies a lot of money to be OSHA compliant. And they will be anyway because they don't want to have a lawsuit from anybody. But OSHA makes it more difficult. It costs more money. So they're paying people less because it comes out of their pocket. For instance, my house, while they were building my house, OSHA came by fined them like $10,000 because they weren't wearing hard hats standing on my roof. Now, why do you need a fucking hard hat when you're on top of the roof and it's flat?
In case you fall off on your head.
Yeah, like that's going to help.
It could.
It's not. They have no studies to show that that's going to help. Hard hats are for
Did
falling.
Did you mention that to the OSHA
falling
guy?
Debris. I wasn't there,
Excuse
but I would have.
There's no studies.
It was an OSHA
that
bitch.
Hard hats help if somebody tumbles off my roof.
Excuse me. Well, it's not my responsibility.
Fucking A.
They have to pay for it.
What are we doing on time? I got just one science story.
We're at 33:05, but no, go ahead. We had some technical difficulties in the beginning, so.
Get this, John, a new museum in Petersburg, and we talked about this during the construction of this, but it's finally open. Petersburg, Kentucky greets visitors with a 20-foot-tall tumbling waterfall at its base. Mannequins of frolicking children play amongst dinosaurs. The Creation Museum, which cost $25 million to build, is home to many unusual sights. A diorama of ancient people overshadowing, I'm really struggling here, overshadowed by a towering T-Rex, Adam and Eve swimming in a river with giant reptiles, and even a scale model of Noah's Ark. It seems Noah solved the problem of fitting dinosaurs into his vessel.
Come on, you're lying.
I'm not lying. By only taking baby dinosaurs, John.
Oh, my Lord.
And here's how stupid
Can
these
I
people
say
are.
That?
Because if Noah really wanted to solve this problem of dinosaurs, he wouldn't bring baby dinosaurs. He'd bring the fucking eggs. Because there's no
right.
goddamn maintenance involved.
Right. No feeding.
So even when they make up their fairy tales, they're stupid asses.
Unbelievable.
Indeed, the Ark has a detailed display of many animals happily boarding the boat.
Happily!
Dinosaurs cavort with giraffes, penguins, hippos,
oh,
and
yeah,
bears.
Right. The raptor.
Museum guides tell visitors that before Adam and Eve were expelled from paradise, all of the dinosaurs were peaceful plant eaters.
Oh, we picked up some dry dinosaur food at PetSmart.
In Genesis 1:30, God gives green herb, or do you say herb, to every
it
creature
it depends on how long herb has been laying around. If he's dead and
he gives
bloated.
It to every creature to eat, so there were no predators.
So is weed. He gave him some
he gave
pot.
Everybody weed.
Then
you
but
think
then
they'd have
the
munchies
and then start eating people.
Well, there's a missing thing in the Bible about Cheetos. When a curious museum visitor asks why exactly T-Rex had 6-inch-long serrated teeth, the guide goes on to explain that T-Rex used his big teeth to open coconuts.
No. Oh.
Apparently, it was only after Adam and Eve sinned and were cast out of paradise that the dinosaurs started to eat flesh.
Oh, no. That's a lie.
Dude, man, I'm saying we need to make a road trip to Petersburg, Kentucky.
Oh, my God.
And do a video podcast from inside this museum.
I'll have to take a shit right on the ark. Hey, is there a bathroom in here? Holy fuck.
We got to go. It's going to be great.
T-Rex. Yeah, but we'll get fucking lynched or something down
Why
there.
Why would we get lynched?
Because they totally believe in that crap.
We wouldn't get lynched. We would just interview them like we're from the Christian network or something.
We're from Total Talk Nonsense. We're known as a Christian show.
He's John.
He's Scott. All right, we got to take it to part three. I got to piss really bad, man.
Me too. So can I go first while you're shutting down?
No, you shit already, man.
Come on,
it's
man.
It's only fair.
Oh, that's right. I got a shit story.
That was part two. Now stay tuned for...
Part three.
Just one last click away.
At Total Talk Nonsense with Sean and Scott.